What would you call just a mixed breed dog?
Mongrel.
Uh-huh. What about a worthless dog?
Just no good.
Uh-huh. Anything else people say?
Just a no good hound dog.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say coyote? Do you ever hear that?
Coyotes, that there's a wild animal,
uh-huh.
Wild thing in the woods, like a wolf or fox or something,
uh-huh.
A coyote.
Do they have them around here?
No, I don't believe we do.
Uh-huh.
There might have been some here once upon a time, but they killed them out because they get into the people. So they just clean up a litter of pigs,
mm-hmm.
You know, when it's newborn pigs.
Mm-hmm.
And fox is bad for that, too.
What about just a small, noisy little dog?
He's a feisty little feller.
Okay. And if you had a mean dog, you'd say, you better be careful, that dog will...
Watch my dog get bite.
Uh-huh. You say, yesterday the dog...
Bit somebody.
And the person had to go to the doctor then after he
got a shot.
Because he had been...
Oh, he hadn't had his shots. The dog hadn't had his rabies shots.
Uh-huh. And that person had been...
Dog bitten.
Uh-huh. And the kind of animal that you milk?
It's a cow.
And little one, when it's first born, is a?
Calf.
Okay. And if it's a female, it's a?
The mother.
Or the calf?
It's a heifer.
And if it's a male?
It's a bull.
Uh-huh. And if it's a grown male, it's a?
It's a bull.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying about that? That word doesn't sound very nice to you? Or?
The stallion. You know,
mm-hmm.
The stud.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like that word. They can
mm-hmm.
say stallion, and it
mm-hmm.
sounds more nice.
Mm-hmm.
It don't sound so, I don't know, kind of nasty sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can make anything sound nasty if you want to.
Uh-huh. What about bull?
And the bull is the papa cow.
Uh-huh. Do people used to say bull
mm-hmm.
when you were little? Does that sound
nasty? No, that's natural for
uh-huh.
it to be the bull.
Mm-hmm. What about the... if you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was gonna...
If she's gonna have a calf.
Uh-huh. Any other way of saying that?
Let me see.
Any other expression people use?
She's a springer.
Uh-huh. She's a what?
Springer.
She's a springer?
She's a springer, and it won't be long until she'll bring a calf.
Uh-huh.
See?
And what do people raise sheep for?
Wool and...
Uh-huh.
And meat.
Do you know what they call the male sheep?
The ram.
What about the female?
You.
They have sheep in this
mm-hmm.
part of the country?
Yeah.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to...
Put the harness on.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse or when you're plowing, you guide him with the...
The lines, the reins.
Uh-huh. What about when you're riding on it?
You hold the reins in your hand.
Uh-huh. And you put your feet in
and the stirrups.
Uh-huh. And
say
if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, they were getting hungry. You'd say you had to go feed the
horses.
Or
feed the cows. You see, she was here a while ago wanting a calf
uh-huh.
fed.
Uh-huh.
And she's got some baby calves she bought.
Uh-huh.
And took them away from their mothers and she can't get them to eat feed. They won't even take a bottle.
Uh-huh.
They want their mama.
What general name would you have for all those animals, though? Did you ever say critters or stock?
The stock, livestock.
Uh-huh. And it's time to feed them and do your chores, you'd say that
it's time to do my chores.
It's
time to milk the cows.
Uh-huh.
Time to feed the pigs or
uh-huh.
the horses or whatever it is you do.
Uh-huh.
Had to do. It would be time to do that.
Do you ever call that chore time or
that's chore
time,
time.
Or fodder time?
And usually at home, when we went to the barn to milk, we done all the chores while we was out there.
So you call that?
That you were finished with your chores.
Uh-huh.